Dr. Wellington Ferguson, dictating cardiology consultation on patient Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, first name Linda, L-Y-N-D-A. The date of birth, 9/22/1959. Date of evaluation, March 25th, 2024. The referring physician is Dr. Porter. The chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for repair of torn meniscus. The HPI, the patient is a 64-year-old female with history of left knee injury, period. She stated that she was teaching kindergarten when she had a twisting fall in April of 2021. She was initially evaluated at Kaiser and was subsequently treated conservatively, period. However, she has had ongoing pain. Pain is sharp, stabbing, and involves the medial aspect of the knee, period. Pain is typically 6/10. It is non-radiating, period. Patient reports significant difficulty in walking. Pain is worsened with lifting and carrying, period. Past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, pallidus valgus, next number, anorexia nervosa, next number, aortic insufficiency, next number, asthma, next number, cervical radiculopathy, next number, atherosclerosis of the aorta, next number, chronic cough, next number, COVID-19, next number, hypertension, next number, stress incontinence, next number, lichen planus, L-I-C-H-E-N, P-L-A-N-U-S, next number, major depression, next number, status post fall on March 24, 2024. Past surgical history, total abdominal hysterectomy, next number bladder suspension, next number rectal suspension, next number back surgery, next number bunionectomy left. The medications, she apparently is taking no medications at this time. The allergies, sulfur, results in rash, family history, father had myocardial infarction x2, social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, it's constant. The review of systems, constitutional, as noted she had fallen one day prior to this evaluation. She denies symptoms of passing out or syncope, period. The neurologic, she has had recent concussion secondary to the fall of one day earlier. Eyes, she has impaired vision. Cardiac, she has history of syncope. Gastrointestinal, she has constipation. Genitourinary, she has incontinence. Psychiatric, as per past medical history. Endocrine, she has prediabetes. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/78, pulse 60, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 179 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. B. ATENT. B. Facial region demonstrates multiple areas of abrasion, period. The nasion appears bruised, period. Septum, nasal septum appears deviated, period. The left knee musculoskeletal. The left knee demonstrates tenderness at the medial joint line, period. B. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable, period. B. Impression, 64-year-old female with history of falls, period. She had sustained a fall in 2021, resulting in an industrial injury, period. She more recently experienced a fall one day prior to the current evaluation, during which she suffered facial abrasion and a nasal fracture. She further has history of syncope, period. I am concerned about her recurrent falls and prior history of syncope, period. While there is nothing overtly to suggest any otherwise increased risk, would consider echocardiogram prior to the current surgery, given her episodes of fall and history of syncope. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Linda Arnold. An addendum. Patient is noted to have additional medical problems to include OCD, next number osteoarthritis of the left hand, next number osteopenia, next number prediabetes, next number right digital mucous cyst, next number trapezius and shoulder strain. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.